The Federal Communications Commission today may take the first step toward allowing the use of cell phones in commercial airliners. Cell phones and some other wireless devices are banned because they could cause interference and create a safety hazard. NPR's Larry Abramson reports that the current ban appears doomed, but the regulatory process for approval is a complicated one.
You can use a cell phone in a park. You can use one in the dark. You can use one on a train. So why won't the flight attendant let you use one on a plane?
Cellular phones must be turned off and stowed for the remainder of the flight.
A couple of agencies ban cell phone calls on planes. The Federal Aviation Administration bars them because they might interfere with navigation systems. The FAA's Paul Takamoto says his agency would be happy to approve the use of wireless devices on planes under one condition.
If an airline at any time can prove to us that a portable electronic device, including cell phones, does not interfere with their systems, then we would approve the use of that device.
Has anybody been able to do that?
No.
Not yet, but they're trying. Jack Blumenstein is with a company called AirCell, which already supplies communication systems for private planes. Blumenstein hopes to persuade the FAA that cell phones can be made safe by limiting the amount of power they emit. His approach
is to have an onboard device that basically controls the power output from all these devices, cell phones, laptops, etc. So they operate in a very low power mode just within the skin of the aircraft.
Those low power handsets would communicate with a small cellular transmitter on the plane, which then sends the signals safely to ground networks. Users would pay a roaming fee to the provider. The problem is that the amount of radio spectrum available for these systems is very limited. Bill Pallone is CEO of Verizon Airphone, the company that's currently offering those seatback phones. He says there's only room for one provider.
In order to provide a robust system, one that's reliable, one that you can get access to, one that will be available regardless of the flight altitude of the aircraft, there can only be one provider in the spectrum.
But AirCell's Jack Blumenstein says Verizon is just trying to preserve its current monopoly. Blumenstein wants to offer cell service and high-speed internet connections for pennies a minute, a big drop from the $4 a minute charge with Verizon Airphone. The best way to ensure lower prices, he says, is to give consumers a choice of onboard providers.
There's no example that we can find where a monopoly approach to serving a market has resulted in the greatest degree of competition and innovation.
The Federal Communications Commission will vote today on whether to let more than one company offer those connections. But the FCC vote will only be a baby step in the march toward onboard cell service. Cell phone companies may be eager, and the FCC may be ready. But the FAA's Paul Takamoto says his agency is in no hurry.
Our interest is in safety. So if something's safe, it's fine. If it's not safe, it's not fine.
The process for getting final FAA approval could take 2 years. But the first cracks are appearing in the ban. Some airlines have gotten permission to allow cell phone use on the ground during taxi after landing. Rudy Baca with the research group Precursor says that's how these things work.
Then you can say, well, look, we haven't had any problems during taxi. We didn't have any problems on the ground. You know, let us extend this.
Baca says there's little question business travelers will sign up, and those are the people airlines most want to keep as customers. But if you're not a hard-driving business traveler, or you're just one of those people who views an airplane cabin as an oasis, a place to escape cell phone fanatics, a place to read and nap, those days may be numbered. Larry Abramson, NPR News, Washington.